Good morning to all. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. As a speaker a number of years ago, I was listening to it, said, it's such a wonderful day to be a Christian, and I have to think about that. And wonderful has maybe different connotation, different setting, but what a blessing it is to be able to gather as Christians this morning. Let's see, how shall I handle this? I guess I'll pass these out. I have 50, so I don't know. We'll do 3 for bench if we have enough extra. Come back. You might have to share there some. Okay, thank you for helping me there, Ernie. I was inspired, I guess I would say, and indirectly challenged by one of my friends to at some point in time preach a message that's nothing but scripture. And so that was on my to-do list. And as I was trying to figure out what subject I could do that on, I guess my turn for this came up. I thought, what better subject to do it on than let to Christ speak to you of himself rather than me. And in thinking about that, where really is the power? And I'm not here to reverence Billy Graham or anything. He passed away recently. But one thing he said that I had to admire and appreciate was that he said, when I preach, he said, it's the God's word that gives power to my message. And maybe sometimes that's something I neglect. So this morning, like for you to see the power, and if this puts you to sleep, I guess that's your problem, not mine. I know this will not be necessarily be, you didn't come for entertainment if you stay with me on this one, because it's a lot of reading. I won't be able to look up because I tried to, it's just a lot of reading, and unfortunately I don't have this all memorized. Just a few clarifications. Order of events, I did the best I could. There's some Gospels put something slightly differently, so if you decide it's different from what I have no problem with that. I've spent a few weeks on this, on and off, but I'm not saying I got it correct. I tried to do the best to where it made sense from the different Gospels. Also, I had no intent to change or misrepresent any of the scriptures used. At the same time, I did try to clarify and change some wording for flow. So keep that in mind, and at the end of this, I think I have most of the references. I'm not going to commit to having every last one. So you're welcome to check up on me, and feel free to correct me at the end of the service if there's something I misrepresented. For the most part, I purposely changed the pronouns and the names to give this from the first person as of Christ speaking. So when I say my or me, I'm not talking of myself. I'm just simply giving this as God's word to you in Christ's perspective, if you can follow that. So with that in mind, that's what is your papers. You have exactly what I have from here on out. Who has believed this, my report, and to whom is the power of the Lord revealed? Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that hath the Son hath life, and will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God. These are those who willingly suffer for his sake. To them who anxiously await the Lord Jesus and his coming with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, when he cometh to be glorified with his saints. When he will ultimately be glorified in all them that believe on him. Even we may be among those whom our God will count worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. For he has said, we are one. You, Father, are in me, and I am in you. Therefore, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak those things. Why don't you understand? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. When ye have lifted up and crucified the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am the Son of God. I was in the world. The world was made by me, and yet the world did not know who I was. I came to my own. My own did not receive me. This is the reason the world will be condemned. Light is come into the world, and men loved and chose darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. My Father and I, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of our hands. And when we saw everything that we had made, behold, it was very good. My Father commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Yet the serpent came and said unto the woman, yea, hast God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Ye shall not surely die. For he knows that in the day that ye eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and ye will be as he is, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, she took of the fruit and did eat, and gave unto her husband, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. Then when they heard us in the garden, they were afraid and hid themselves. And my father called, Adam, where art thou? Adam answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, and hid myself. My father asked, hast thou eaten of the tree in the midst of the garden? Adam replied, the woman thou gavest me, she gave me to eat. Then my father asked the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman answered, the serpent tempted me, and deceived me, and I did eat. Therefore my father said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, but thou shalt bruise his heel. By one man, Adam, and one woman, Eve, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. They are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after my Father. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Yet, if by one man's offense death reigned, then how much more life will reign to those which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness which is in life by one, even me, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Do not think that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foes shall be those of his own household. Anyone that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. To as many as receive me, to them I give power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on my name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of my Father's will and plan. Because even when you were yet without strength, in due time I died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But I, the Lord, commended my love toward you, in that while you were yet in your sins, I died for you. Now you can be justified by my blood, and you may be saved from wrath through me. For if, when you were yet my Father's enemies, the possibility of being reconciled to the Father by my death, much more, as you accept being reconciled, you shall be saved by my life. And not only so, but you also have joy in the Father through me, by whom you now have received the atonement. For when I came to earth, I grew up before him as a tender plant. Excuse me. And as a root out of dry ground. I had no form, I had no comeliness. And when you saw me, there was no beauty that made you desire me. I was and am despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And you all hid, as it were, your faces from me. I was despised, and you did not regard or esteem me. Surely I have borne your griefs and carried your sorrows, yet you did not esteem me. The one who was stricken, smitten, and afflicted before the Father for you. But I was wounded for your transgressions. I was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement or price of your peace was upon me, and with my stripes you are healed. All you like sheep have gone astray. You have turned everyone to your own way, and the Father laid on me the iniquity of you all. I was oppressed. I was afflicted. Yet I opened not my mouth. I was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so I opened not my mouth. I was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare my generation? For I was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of all people I was stricken. I made my grave with the wicked and the rich in my death, because I had done no violence, neither was any deceit in my mouth. Yet the Father allowed me to be bruised. He did not interfere when I was put to grief, when he accepted my soul as an offering for your sin. My Father shall see my offspring. He will prolong my days, and the pleasure of the Father shall prosper in my hand. My Father saw the travail of my soul and was satisfied. By his knowledge, I shall justify many, for I bore their iniquities. Therefore will my Father divide me a portion with the great, and I shall divide the spoil with the strong, because I have poured out my soul unto death. I was numbered with the transgressors. I bore the sins of many and made intercession for transgressors. As the last days of my life approached, I said unto my disciples, "You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified." Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, and they consulted how they might take me by subtlety and kill me. Then one of my 12 disciples, Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, "What will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, he sought an opportunity to betray me. Around this time, there came unto me a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on my head as I sat at meat. When I saw the thoughts this caused, I said unto her, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial." Now on the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, my disciples came to me and asked me, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" And I sent forth 2 disciples and said unto them, "Go into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And whosoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, 'The master has said, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us." The disciples went forth and came into the city and found as I had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when even was come, I sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, I said, Verily, I say unto you, one of you shall betray me. They were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto me, Lord, is it I? I answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed me, answered and said, Master, is it I? I said unto him, Thou hast said. You said it. If you're going to do it quickly. As they were eating, I took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. And I took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you. That many may have remission of sin. These things do in remembrance of me. At this time there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And I said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon others are called great. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. He that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as one that serveth. I arose from supper and laid aside my garments and took a towel and girded myself. After that I poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith I was girded. So after I had washed their feet and had taken my garments and was set down again, I said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. When we had sung a hymn, we went out into the Mount of Olives, the place Judas knew I planned to go to. As we went, and when we had arrived, I shared my last words with those nearest me. Dear friends, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye know me, ye have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of a Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. These things have I told you, that when the time shall come in the future, ye may remember that I told you them. Then I said to my disciples, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Peter answered and said unto me, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. I said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto me, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise said all the disciples. Finally, we came to the place called Gethsemane, and I said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. I took with me Peter, James, and John. I was overcome with sorrow and heaviness. Then I said unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. I went a little further, and I fell on my face and prayed, O Father, I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest or shown thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And being in agony, I prayed even more earnestly, and my sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. There appeared an angel unto me from my Father to strengthen me. Coming back to where I had left Peter, James, and John, and finding them asleep, I said unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. I went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. I came back and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. I left them once more, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words, O my Father, if thou wilt be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Then I came to the disciples and said unto them, sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. I am betrayed into the hand of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Judas, having received the band of men and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, knew the place, for I oft times resorted thither with my disciples. While I yet spake, behold, a multitude with lanterns and torches and weapons with Judas in the lead drew near. Judas came unto me to kiss me, but I said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? I, knowing all things that should come upon me, said unto the crowd, whom seek ye? They said unto me, Jesus of Nazareth. I said unto them, I am he. As soon then as I had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then I asked them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. I answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these, my disciples, go their way. This is your hour, and that of the power of darkness. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. Then I said unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? And I healed the man. The band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took me and bound me and led me away to Annas. Then all the disciples forsook me and fled, except for Peter and John, which both followed along in the night. John was known unto the high priest and went in with me into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door. Then went John out and spake unto her that kept the door and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. The servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Meanwhile, the high priest asked me of my disciples and of my doctrine. I answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret I have said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me. What I have said unto them, behold, they know what I said. When I had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck me with the palm of his hand, saying, answerest thou the high priest so? I answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent me bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. The high priest said unto me, answerest thou nothing? What is this which these witness against thee? But I held my peace. And the high priest answered and said unto me, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be Christ, the Son of God. I said unto him, thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. Then did they spit in my face and buffeted me. And others smote me with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is it that smote thee? Meanwhile, Peter again stood warming himself. They said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest saith, did I not see thee in the garden with him? Thou art a Galilean. Peter then denied again, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. I turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered my words, and he went out and wept bitterly. Then led they me from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, because they wanted to eat or keep the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, what accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, a criminal, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put a man to death. Pilate again entered in the judgment hall and called me and said unto me, art thou the king of the Jews? I answered him, sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? I answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto me, art thou a king then? I answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto me, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. I have a custom of releasing a prisoner at this time of year. Shall I release this man? The Jews all shouted, release Barabbas, but crucify this man. Pilate therefore took me and commanded I be scourged. The soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on my head. They put on me a purple robe and a reed in my right hand and mocked me, saying, hail, King of the Jews! And they smote me with the palms as they spit upon me. And they took the reed and smote me on the head. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then I came forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said unto them, behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and officers saw me, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto him, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Then the Jews answered Pilate, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and saith unto me, whence art thou? But I answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Then saith Pilate unto me, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and I have power to release thee? I answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that hath delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. From henceforth Pilate sought to release me, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate heard that saying, he brought me forth and sat down in the judgment seat and said unto the Jews, behold your king! But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then he delivered me therefore unto them to be crucified. They took the robe off from me and put my own raiment on me and led me away to crucify me. And I, bearing my cross, went forth. As we came out of the city, I was so weak and exhausted, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and the soldiers compelled him to bear my cross to the place. This place is called the place of a skull, which is in Hebrew, Golgotha. Here they crucified me and two other with me, one on either side, with me in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on my cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where I was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, write not that the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. The soldiers, when they had crucified me, took my garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also my coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now my mother stood by my cross weeping, and my mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When I therefore saw my mother, and the disciple John, whom I loved, I said unto my mother, Mother, behold your son, thy son. Then I said to the disciple, behold, take her as thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. They that passed by reviled me, wagging their heads, saying, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking me with the scribes and elders, said, you saved others, but yourself you cannot save. If you be the King of Israel, let us see you now come down from the cross, and we will believe on you. You trusted in God. Let God deliver you now, if he will have you. The one thief also, which was crucified with me, cast the same in my teeth. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour, or from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And about the ninth hour, 3 o'clock, I, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to my mouth. When I had therefore received the vinegar, I cried with a loud voice, saying, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard it, said, he calleth for Elias. Let be, let us see whether Elias will come and save him. When I had cried, it is finished, with a loud voice, I bowed my head and yielded up the ghost. I died. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the seventh day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already and brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side forthwith. There came out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he hath said is true, that ye might believe. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they looked on him whom they pierced. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave. And he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never a man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was not at hand. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. By Christ we have access through faith unto his grace, wherein we stand, rejoicing in our hope to the glory of God, because God's love hath touched our hearts through the work of the Holy Ghost, which God has sent unto us. Understanding then that we have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, let us remain committed to our faith in him. Because of him, we may come boldly unto the throne of grace, knowing we shall obtain mercy and find grace and help in the time of trial. For we know that our Redeemer lives, and that he shall stand at the last day upon the earth. And though after this life our bodies be destroyed, yet in our spirits we shall see God, whom we shall see for ourselves, and our eyes shall behold him. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Let's stand.